Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 43 to 45. Are we refusing to hear God because of our secret sins? We read in Jeremiah chapter 44 verses 15 and 16 like this. Then all the men who knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, with all the women who stood by, a great multitude, and all the people who dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Patros, answered Jeremiah, saying, "As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you." What we know here is that Jeremiah had reminded the Jews who were living in Egypt that their calamity and suffering came into their lives since they had resorted to idolatry, and they were still worshipping false gods in Egypt. As a punishment from God, they would be utterly destroyed, and except a few refugees, none would return to the land of Judah. It is interesting to note that the Jews did not deny that Jeremiah had spoken the word of the Lord, but because of their sin of idolatry and their zealous determination to align themselves with the Queen of Heaven, they were quick to distance themselves from Jehovah God. In other words, the Israelites openly declared themselves independent and self-sufficient apart from the Jehovah God. Their wives also made it clear that they not only requested but also received the full consent and cooperation of their husbands in engaging in their idolatrous worship. The people reasoned that when they stopped worshipping the Queen of Heaven, during the days of King Josiah's reform, their king was killed and their land was overrun and destroyed. Thus, the people refused to listen to Jeremiah, claiming that they prospered more when they served the Queen of Heaven. In fact, the people refused to listen to God because of their gross idolatry. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of this world, had the similar experience of the prophet Jeremiah that we read in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verses 9 to 11 like this. Jesus was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world and the world was made through him and the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own did not receive him. The reason why the Jews did not receive their long-awaited Messiah is given by Apostle John in chapter 3 verses 19 to 21. And this is the condemnation, that the light had come into the world and the men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest their deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. As we apply this incident in our own lives, let us look deep into our hearts today to check if we are also behaving in the same way as the Jews did during the time of the prophet Jeremiah and the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we refusing to hear God because we harbor secret sins in our lives? If so, let us confess and forsake our secret sins immediately before the judgment of God falls upon us.